where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Scott certainly has a bizarre personality, and I think it's easy to indict someone on that alone. Doesn't seem to have a lot of empathy. I mean, just seeing the way he acted during all of this, especially the interactions with Amber Fry, makes him feel like a very cold, callous person. Sometimes there's just cold, callous people that don't have the ability to really form empathy. We call them narcissists. And I could see Scott Peterson being one of those people. But again, it doesn't mean he actually murdered his wife. But I think the biggest hurdle here, it will always be, why did you go fishing that morning, same place they found her body? There was the anchor in the boat. There was an anchor in the garage that was very, very similar, if not identical, to what was weighing down the body. But again, they're homemade boat anchors in a coffee can. A lot of people make them. And if I guess you're going to go kill somebody and weigh them down, that would probably be the best way to do it rather than buying one from the store. Doesn't mean Scott made it, though. Because anybody could get a Folgers can back in the day and make an anchor like that.
Yeah, I mean, and in looking at it, anytime there is a murder, there is going to be a spotlight on the spouse and or disappearance even, mm-hmm. a spotlight on the spouse. And when that spotlight was on Scott Peterson, like you said, he reacted in ways that people really didn't expect and that people thought were odd and strange and inconsistent with how we would expect a person to act when their spouse is missing. You know, dyeing his hair, the lies that he was telling to Amber even after the disappearance, all of those really raised some red flags for a lot of people. Yeah. And perhaps that helped them get over the hump from not guilty to guilty, just the way that this person presented and appeared to be guilty in their actions.
I mean, everybody is human. If we were to look at the case strictly on merits of evidence, there isn't a lot that directly connects him. There's not DNA. It's just not there. But there's a lot of circumstantial evidence here to this case. And the fact that, you know, he was carrying on this affair when his wife's missing or dead. If he doesn't know where the hell she is and he's still carrying this thing on, you could easily go, even if you didn't kill her, you deserve life in prison for being a shitty human being. But that's not how we convict people of just, you're a shitty person, we're going to get you over here on this. I don't know. It makes you wonder. I mean, it kind of Murdaugh-ish in certain ways too, where you don't have the weapon. We just have this weird story that doesn't make a lot of sense, but could there be something else going on here? Maybe. And makes you wonder if there's something else going here as well.
Yeah, I mean, really some bizarre conduct but then when you look at it, you know, there's not a witness to this murder, right? There's no, like you said, there's no forensic evidence. We don't have a murder weapon or anything like that. We don't have some of the critical elements that you would expect to have in a murder case. I'll be interested to see what comes of the testing of this duct tape around Lacey Peterson's ankles and whether it implicates anyone else or possibly excludes Scott Peterson. There are a number of possibilities that could come from what they're currently testing.
If Peterson's DNA is not on the duct tape and it's just someone else's and we don't know who it is, maybe it's not even in CODIS or anything like that, is that enough to get him a new trial, you think?
I don't think so, because I think that it could easily be argued that even if his DNA is not on there, it could have washed off over time. It could have, you know, the biological material erodes over time. And just because they weren't able to get a testable sample that linked to him, that doesn't mean that he should get off scot-free. Mm-hmm. Does it continue to raise questions? Does it perhaps convince a judge to allow further testing? Mm-hmm. Maybe. And that further testing could lead to some kind of exoneration depending on the results.
I want to know why the judge is not looking at the van and the mattress fibers that they still have that appear to be blood. We don't know what they are. It's just red or dark. It looks like it could be blood. Why not test that too? If we're going to test this, why not that?
I want to know that too, Tony. That's what I was thinking from the beginning. If the judge is going to agree to test this duct tape, what's another few DNA tests? It's not like it's overly cost prohibitive. It's not like it's overly laborious. And they have this nearby burglary that happened. They have this white van that at least some witnesses claim to have seen around in the vicinity around that time. And they have a mattress in there with what could be blood on it. Why in the world don't we at least make sure?
Well, and you have witness testimony as well that says they claim that they saw a woman getting into that van or being pushed into that van forcefully in some way, shape, or form that they could kind of tell this might be against her own will. That's pretty strong. I mean, if you had that sort of testimony in half of the other cases we cover, that would be bombshell. But in this case, it seems it was just kind of glossed over.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like perhaps most of the whole country had kind of made up their mind early on this, including law enforcement. And so, you know, when they there's a thing called confirmation bias, and law enforcement sometimes, as an investigation goes on, they really only want to hear stuff that comports with their initial conclusion. When there's stuff that contradicts that's a problem for law enforcement. And so sometimes, instead of really looking into that second lead, they can sometimes bury it because it is inconsistent with the conclusion that they've been pushing throughout the entire case.
Yeah, and that seems to be possibly what we have here in the Peterson case. Not saying he's innocent, but I don't know. There's enough here, I think, that it deserves having everything on the table. Let's take a look at this just to be sure. What could it hurt?
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.